Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of safety pins? Well, for me, I remember having to pin my name tag onto my shirt with a safety pin. Very useful, as a matter of fact. But did you know that safety pins can be used for more than just pinning a name tag to a shirt? Oh, hey, look what I found right here. A safety pin. It's pinned onto my sweater. Well, anyway, friends, today's lesson is called safety pins. And the question I'd like you to think about is, what can you glue a safety pin to? What can you glue a safety pin to? Think about that, and let's go talk about safety pins. Very helpful. Oh, that was interesting. I'll put that right back there.
Safety pins. The humble safety pin and its many uses. Since ancient times, people have used pins of various types. The modern safety pin was invented in 1849 and still looks basically the same today. It's long been a household necessity, and over the years, its uses have increased. A few uses. Slide your keys onto a giant safety pin, creating an interesting looking keychain. Use the tip of a safety pin to clean hard to reach areas like tops of salt shakers.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 household 这个名词。Household 是指一家或一户。例如 ,most households in Taiwan have cable TV. 台湾大部分的家庭都有第四台。或者是 ,our household expenses decreased because we dined at home more than before. 因为我们比以前更多在家里开饭，所以家庭支出比较少了。Household 跟 family 不同之处是 household 指的比较是住的这个一户。所以里面住的人不一定是真正的家人。例如 ,my roommates and I share the household chores. 我的室友们和我一起分摊家务。接下来我们看 salt shaker 这个名词。shaker 是指盖子上有孔的调味料罐子。所以 salt shaker 就是指盐罐。例如 ,the egg-shaped salt and pepper shakers are practical and also cute as decorations. 这对蛋形的盐罐和胡椒罐很实用，而且当装饰品也很可爱。或者是 to lower his sodium intake, Marvin learned not to go wild with his salt shaker. 为了减少钠的摄取量， Marvin 学会少用盐罐子。
Gabe, do you ever find a need to use a safety pin?
Yes. Yes, I do. Safety pins. Safety pins are very useful for pinning things together.
Okay.
Yeah, putting things together.You have a safety pin right there.
I have a safety pin right here in case there was an emergency, in case you needed to pin something together.
And safety pins also come in handy because they have a needle, right?
Yeah.
And so they can help to open the side of your phone so you can replace the SIM card. You know,
yes, Gabe, I would be happy to help you do that.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
No. Oh. You're not replacing my SIM card with anything. Yeah, okay. But I like that safety pin you have there, Rebecca. How many uses can you think of for that safety pin?
Well, at the moment, not too many. But I think we're going to be talking about different creative ways to use safety pins in today's lesson.
Yes, we are. So we're learning about safety pins, right? The humble safety pin and its many uses. Now, I know that a safety pin is very useful, but I did not realize that it was also very humble.
I never really thought of a safety pin as being humble. And of course, if you use the word humble, that just means that You're not very proud. You're not proud of yourself. You don't really see yourself as being that important.
So the safety pin isn't proud?
No, of course not.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, the word humble can mean different things. And of course, if we use it to describe a small object like this, that means that it's not pretending that it can do great things or that it's going to do something wonderful for you. And so when it actually does, it's kind of surprising, okay? The humble safety pin. But we can use this word to talk about other things. For example, we see little ants walking on the ground. The humble ant can teach us many lessons about life. For example, like working hard, like the ant.
Absolutely. The humble ant can teach us a lot of things about working hard. Great example. But of course, in today's lesson, we're talking about the humble safety pin.
Mm-hmm.
Since ancient times, people have used pins of various types. The modern safety pin was invented in 1849. I bet you didn't know that. I definitely did not know that either. And still looks basically the same today. So this safety pin hasn't changed much.
Not too much, yes. Nothing big added to it. It looks the same now as it did more than 100 years ago. It's long been a household necessity. It's long been. That means it has been a necessity for a long time. And over the years, its uses have increased. So now there are many things that we can use a safety pin for.
And let's learn about a few of those uses. Slide your keys onto a giant safety pin, creating an interesting-looking keychain. So I guess all I need now is a few keys to put on my safety pin.
Exactly, and I like this. So you could use a keychain or you could use a safety pin. A big safety pin like this can double as a keychain or act like a keychain.
Well, next tip we learn, or the next use, is use the tip of a safety pin right there to clean hard-to-reach areas like the tops of salt shakers. Now, before we continue, let's talk about that phrase, hard-to-reach areas. If something is hard to reach, that means that it's very difficult to get to.
Exactly. So, for example, I need to buy a back scratcher for those hard-to-reach spots on my back. You know, my hands can't go everywhere. Sometimes it's hard to reach the middle of my back, so I need to buy one of those long sticks. It's called a back scratcher. Or, Rebecca, maybe you can just scratch my back for me right there.
No, Gabe. I think you can get a back scratcher.
Well, anyway, it's a hard-to-reach spot.
It's a hard-to-reach spot. And mm-hmm. So that back scratcher just might do your body some good.
Yeah.
But I really like the example that they talk about in our lesson, a hard-to-reach area, like the tops of a salt shaker. I don't know about your salt shakers, but my salt shakers sometimes get little salt pieces stuck in the top.
Yes. Yeah, and it gets stuck there, so you can't shake the salt out.
Exactly. So you have to use the safety pin
to
remove the salt out.
Oh, very good. Ah, very good use for a safety pin. So that's a hard-to-reach area. What does that make you think of? Well, it makes me think of those phrases we learned earlier this month about something being within easy reach or something that's hard to reach, right? That's out of reach.
That's right. Well, I'm just thinking, speaking of salt, reminds me of meals and maybe lunch. Let's do lunch.
Hey. That's a great idea, Rebecca. But first, let's go to the
Info Cloud to learn about Let's Do Lunch.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. I'm Ken.
And I'm Jack.
What do you say when you want to eat lunch with someone? What do you usually say, Ken?
Well, I would just say, let's have lunch, or let's get lunch sometime.
Yeah, I think a lot of people also say, let's go for lunch. Friends, there's so many ways to ask another person to join you for a meal, but there's another phrase that you may or may not have heard before.
Right. Let's do lunch. Some people might assume that doing lunch means to prepare lunch, but this is not necessarily the case. To do lunch simply means to go and have lunch with someone.
That's right. Hey, Ken, want to do lunch tomorrow at 12:30?
Sounds like a plan. Well, here's an interesting fact. The phrase only became popular after 1985 in the business circles of the entertainment industry in L.A. People said it so much that let's do lunch quickly spread to other parts of America.
Yes, be warned that to some people, to do lunch may have a sarcastic undertone. This phrase has been associated before with insincerity. People sometimes say it casually without any intentions of following through. So, if you want to say, let's do lunch, be sure to let the other person know that you're sincere about eating lunch with them.
如果想要邀请朋友一起共进午餐，你会怎么说？ Would you like to meet for lunch sometime? 这当然是很标准的讲法。我们今天可以来学一个口语的讲法。Let's do lunch. 这句话字面上好像是说我们来准备午餐。其实这句话的意思就是我们一起吃个午餐吧。Let's do lunch 最早是洛杉矶娱乐圈的流行用语，后来美国的商业界也开始采用了，但这句话后来太多人使用，就变成一个只是挂在嘴边用来应付别人的话。因此你如果真的有心要约某人吃饭，Let's do lunch, 一定要讲得有诚意。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次明端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Well, I have a safety pin right here, but not any kind of safety pin.A humble safety pin. And I was just trying to think of some creative ways to use this safety pin. Well, first, I could use it as a keychain. Brilliant. I could put my keys on it. And you know, I can also use it to, reach some hard-to-reach areas, like my salt shaker. It's a great, great idea.Well, friends, let's learn about some other ways that you can use a safety pin.
Safety pins. Make backpacks and purses safer by pinning the closed zipper to the bag. Prevent outside light from waking you by pinning the curtains together.Connect two safety pins to the back of a necklace if the clasp breaks. Create fingernail art by dipping the tip of a safety pin in polish. Then paint designs on top of a dry coat of polish. Glue a safety pin to the back of something you want to hang on the wall. Considering the safety pin's many uses, you should never leave home without one.
OK, 继续我们看 prevent 这个动词 PRE 这个字首有预先或之前的意思，所以 prevent 是指预防、避免或者是防止。例如 The union is negotiating with the employer to prevent the strike. 工会正在跟雇主协商以避免罢工。如果要说明预防什么事情的话，是用 from 这个介系词。例如 This law is being enforced to prevent drivers from driving while drunk.这个法令的执行是为了预防驾驶酒驾的行为，或者是 The electric fence was built to prevent the inmates from escaping. 这些通电围篱的新建是为了阻止犯人逃走。最后一个重点我们看的是 polish 这个名词。polish 在这里是指擦亮剂或者是上光油。例如 The nail polish is made from many natural ingredients. 这个指甲油是用许多天然原料制造的。或者是 apply the furniture polish with cotton cloth. 这个家具亮光剂要用棉布来擦拭。 polish 也可以当动词，是指磨亮、抛光或者是上油。例如 ，Nicky polishes his dad's shoes every morning. Nicky 每天早上都会替爸爸擦鞋。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, let's learn about some other creative uses for this safety pin. We read, make backpacks and purses safer by pinning the closed zipper to the bag. That's kind of smart.
So what would that look like? I mean, does your zipper ever break? Is that the reason why you would want to do this?
Well, I guess it might keep people from trying to unzip your bag and take your purse.
Right, okay, I guess it makes it more secure.
Yes.
Oh, sometimes zippers just kind of open, depending on the angle or where you close it. The zipper might just open by itself, so a safety pin can really help.
But I guess it might make it more difficult to open your bag. Might take a little bit longer. So take that into consideration when you use a safety pin to zip that zipper to your bag.
Well, what's another tip here? We see prevent outside light from waking you by pinning the curtains together. What curtains are we talking about? We're talking about the curtains in your bedroom. So you sometimes they don't all the way close, right? They don't close all the way, so you need to pin them together.
And that's a great phrase that we should talk about, to pin something together.
Yeah.
That just means that you take two items that are close to each other and you use your safety pin to keep them together.
And I'm thinking, okay, this is good. You can pin something together, but you need a safety pin or a needle of some kind to pin something together with something else. So I like to use this word together with other verbs. For example, if you use tape, then you can tape two things together. Or perhaps you can stick two things together by using glue. You can glue some things together.
And of course, you can pin two different things together as well, like your curtains.
Except the curtains in that picture, Rebecca, they were really white.
They were really white.
Yeah, I mean, like, it seemed like they were pretty thin. The light would probably still come in and wake me up in the morning.
That's probably very true. But the curtains were still pinned together with a safety pin.
Exactly.
Okay, well, let's learn about another use for the safety pin. Connect two safety pins to the back of a necklace if the clasp breaks. Of course, you know, necklaces require a clasp to keep them together, but if that breaks, just use a safety pin.
And this is probably my favorite tip so far, because some people just stop using a necklace if it breaks. But there are a lot of nice-looking necklaces out there. And so if you want to solve that problem, just get a little safety pin and pin it together where the clasp is, right? Then you can continue using your beautiful necklace.
Well, let's learn about yet another use for the safety pin. Create fingernail art by dipping the tip of a safety pin in polish. Then paint designs on top of dry coat of polish, and you can actually create some pretty unique and beautiful designs.
Okay, well, so far, this is my second favorite use of a safety pin today. But we have another tip here, a life hack. Glue a safety pin to the back of something you want to hang on the wall. So what does this look like? It's, oh, like this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can hang the safety pin onto a nail on the wall?
Right, exactly. So if you want to hang something on the wall, but there's nothing on the back of it to attach to the nail that's on the wall, then no problem. Get a safety pin, glue it to the back, and then you're good to go. But you know something, Gabe? This actually answers the question that I asked earlier today. What can you glue a safety pin to?
You can glue a safety pin to the back of something to hang on the wall, or to hang that thing on the wall. Actually, now that I think about it, I think that has become number one for me. I'm going to go do this.
Okay, you do, and then report back to me and let me know how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, let's read this very last sentence. Considering the safety pin's many uses, you should never leave home without one. And we want to talk about that phrase, never leave home without. That just means when you leave the house, don't leave the house without this item.
For example, I never leave home without my cell phone. I never leave home without my wallet. I never leave home without my keys. Is there something that's really important to you to have with you? What do you never leave home without?
It's a good thing for you to think about. Well, right now, it's time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit. Whoops, I lost a button. Excuse me, do you have a safety pin?
Ah, the humble safety pin. I never leave home without one.
Great, I need one.
Since ancient times, people have used pins of various types.
Pins are very useful.
The modern safety pin was invented in 1849.
Interesting, but...
It's a household necessity.
It sure is. I need one.
Over the years, its uses have increased.
I have a use for one.
Did you know you can use a safety pin as a keychain?
Interesting.
You can use the tip to clean the top of the salt shaker.
Well, that's practical.
Oh, secure your backpack by pinning the zipper.
Good idea. Now, will you give it to me?
Sure. You can prevent your socks from disappearing in the washer. Just pin them together.
Safety pin, please.
Connect two to the back of a necklace. Ta-da! It's a longer necklace.
I need a safety pin now.
Oh, create fingernail art. Just dip the end in the polish and paint away.
Will you give me that safety pin or not?
Oh, you can also glue it to the wall and hang something from it.
I give up. I'll get my own safety pin.
Wow, consider the safety pin's many uses. Don't leave home without one. Hey, you forgot the safety pin. Oh, well.
So, Gabe, of all these different uses for safety pins that we've learned about today, which one do you think you would like to try first?
Actually, I'm going to go home and see if I have anything that I really like, but that has no way to hang on a wall.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I'm going to maybe glue a safety pin to it so that I can hang it to the wall.
All right.
Pretty cool, right?
That's really cool. Well, make sure you try it out soon and let me know how it goes.
Okay.
Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.